We are going to be speaking to the Sheffield United manager, Nigel Clough, who has joined us this afternoon up on the gantry, and we appreciate you coming all the way up onto the gantry as well, Nigel. I know it's a long way
Pleasure.
Up.
It is a long way up.
Nigel, give us your assessment of that this afternoon then. It's 5 unbeaten now for your side, and what was quite a frantic game out there at times, especially in the second half.
It felt like end of season almost last month or two. I thought it was another very, very good game of football. The last three we've been involved in, West Ham, Preston and today, have been cracking games. I think you can see us sort of slowly coming together. Some of the moves, some of the performances today were better. We had to wait late for the winner, but another clean sheet as well.
Yeah, the Rochdale press who was sat next to me thought a draw would have been fair today, but their goalkeeper was the busier of the two throughout, wasn't he?
Yeah, just Mark had to make a brilliant save in the 90th minute. Yeah. But apart from that, he said he's hardly had anything to do. And we didn't still work their goalkeeper enough, but some of the situations we got into were very good today.
Defensively, how impressed were you with the partnership again of McGahey and Collins? I know you're looking to bring in another centre-half, but those two are really putting in some performances these days.
Yeah, it looks solid. I think it was a concentration thing today, which was good, because they're lively on the break or whatever, and when they've got the big lad head in it, the number seven wide, two runners from there, it is difficult to defend against. And of course, I think they've scored something like 12 goals in the last few away games, so they're very dangerous and very capable.
And you brought Craig Alcott into the side as well. Impressive what you saw from him today?
Yeah, he looked a little bit rusty. He's only been out a couple of weeks. But, yeah, wasn't quite at it. I think normally he would, even against such a big lad, he would win more headers. But it's nice to get him back on the pitch.
Going forward as well, Jamal Campbell-Rice obviously got the winner, but he was a thorn in their side throughout the afternoon. He has on games and off games, doesn't he, Jamal Campbell-Rice? And that was certainly an on game.
Last couple he's been very good indeed. Since coming on at West Ham, and he's proved the match winner today. He's been like it in training. He's been extremely lively in the last few weeks, and he's been a major threat, you know. So I think the nice balance with, you know, Jose getting the ball out to him as well, it's worked well at times.
And he seems to be enjoying his football. He seems to play his best football, does Jamal Campbell-Rice, when he's allowed to just enjoy it and have a bit of freedom, I suppose.
Yeah, he's got team responsibilities. Certainly don't like him taking his shirt off when he scores the winner.
Unnecessary bookings, yeah.
It is, yeah, because sometimes people forget they might have had a yellow card earlier in the game or then get sent off, or it might cost you when he gets four or five bookings later in the season. So you can understand the exuberance, but if the rules are there, don't do it. But you need to give Jamal a bit of a licence to go and attack and play with some freedom.
Did he mean to do it? Was it
no,
a cross?
No, I think it was a cross to the far post. So first, I think, break we've had in that department, because a lot of balls bobbing around the box today and it didn't fall for us, didn't fall to a red shirt.
And you mentioned the fact that Rochdale have been scoring goals, have been scoring for fun at times. Your side were disciplined late on as well, which is something we've spoken about before, making sure that when you take that lead, you can hold that lead.
Yep, that's the most important thing, but also then to progress and to go and get that second goal and kill it off. And I thought we had enough situations in the last 5-10 minutes to go and get that second goal. You know, they've got to push forward. We've got to exploit it on the break and get that second one. You never know, good teams, Man U always did it. You know, they'd be 1-0 up and all of a sudden they'd win 3 or 4 and score in the 89th, 91st, 93rd or something. So we've got to learn to do that. But the most important thing at the moment is keeping that clean sheet.
And Chris Basham got involved in the attacks as well today. Is that something you've been working on with him, pushing him forwards?
That's what he does. He's got to make runs from midfield. He wasn't brilliant on the ball today. But, you know, his work rate, he breaks an awful lot up. But I think when we're having possession at home, he's just got to improve on the ball at times.
Michael Higdon not involved today in terms of the starting 11. Was that just tactical?
Yeah, we just thought we needed a sort of the smaller, more better movement strikers rather than the big lad up there. Would have been probably too much of a match-up with their two centre-halves. And that's why we brought Mark McNulty on. And the only mistake we made was making the substitution without checking on Jamie Murphy, first of all. But that's also Jamie's responsibility to give us a shout and say, hold on a minute.
It was seconds after, wasn't it? You just made a change and then he went down.
Well, he got up. It was the challenge on the edge of the box and he actually got up and he was running okay. And then the next sort of 10, 20 seconds, he seemed to get a lot worse. So we should have checked on him first.
So what's the problem with him then? It looked like his right leg from up here.
Yeah, it was a dead leg. And it's one of those where the muscle can go hard very quickly, which it did for him, and he couldn't continue. But they can also ease quickly as well, so we hope he might be okay for Tuesday.
Just a chance to monitor it then over the next couple of days, I guess.
Yeah, and see how he is. It'll be ice and rest for him, and hopefully he'll recover.
We spoke to you on Wednesday. The inevitable question, loans, any update for us at this stage?
No, not at all. We're quite happy with the squad at the moment. If one or two become available that we want, then we'll go for them. But you see, today, we looked at the bench today, and that's the best bench we've had, in the last 9-10 months, whatever. You're happy to put any one of them on at any time. And outside of that, we've still got Skugel, we've got Stephen McGinn, and we've got Chris Porter. So we're not desperate for players at the moment, and we've got to work with these ones and improve these.
And Wallace coming into the side as well today.
Yeah, he did well when he came on.
Yeah.
He's slowly getting there. He's going to be we're going to be patient with him, and everybody else has to be, as he builds up his fitness. And it'll be the same when Stephen Scoover comes back. But I think you see enough from James Wallace and, to know what he can do.
Just on that loan front again, the Harry Maguire situation, is that put to bed now? Steve Bruce pretty much said he won't be coming back to Bramall Lane.
Well, there's nothing we can do if that's the case. He will, I think, dictate where he goes, but nothing's changed from our point of view. We'd take Harry back in a shot.
Is it disappointment that those comments came out from Hull City that it looks like he'll probably be going elsewhere if they want to send him out on loan?
No, because we said he'll probably win the Championship. I don't think he'll come to another League One club, but you can understand if they want to go a standard higher into the Championship for him.
So do you start putting your targets elsewhere for centre-halves? Like I say, your centre-halves are performing well at the minute.
That's it. And, you know, we've got the option of moving Craig Alcock or Jamie Kevlin as well. So nothing's desperate at the moment. They have to be better than what we've got.
What about the striking options then? Still trying to get one in?
Not especially, no. Once again, Michael Higden didn't get on. So I think with Jamie Murphy doing it, Mark McNulty came on and did well today. Even Jamal Campbell-Rice had a little spell up the middle. So, no, I think we've got enough there. It's just a case of working and improving the players that we've got on a daily basis. And I think you can see the improvement almost on a game-to-game basis now since the start of the season, where we're just gradually gelling together.
Could it be a case then that you don't go into the loan market, or for a few weeks at least?
Yeah, that's it. Ideally, you want to, because of the 93 days we talked about, you want to leave it till the end of September anyway. So we just keep monitoring it, and if the right one comes available, we'll go for them.
And now, obviously, quick turnaround again, straight back into action, no rest.
No, that's it. Sunday off, and then we're on training and on the bus on Monday off to Colchester. So it's lovely when you've got such a tough run of fixtures in the next couple of weeks, that to start it with the 3 points, and then we're on the road for a week. And we really feel for the supporters, because it's our job, we get paid to do it. But for the supporters trekking, you know, down to Colchester, those that go, you know, and then Orient and Swindon in between. So it's a long, long way for people.